This is Reflections in Black, and I'm your host, Raven Cook. Reflections in Black is a segment dedicated to exploring the legacy of Black Americans in the United States and around the globe. Reflections in Black also provides resources for understanding and hope for all people. All literature is protest. Richard Wright. Born to Nathan Wright and Ella Wilson on September 4, 1908, in Roxie, Mississippi, Richard Wright would become one of the most important literary voices of the 20th century. Wright's father was an illiterate sharecropper, and his mother was a schoolteacher. Finding sharecropping work unprofitable, the family moved to Memphis, where a young Richard Wright would experience abandonment as his father would leave the family, extreme poverty, and the weight of violence and racism in Jim Crow segregation. Times grew even more difficult for a young Wright as his mother became sick, and he and his brother were sent to an orphanage before having to move back to Mississippi to live with his grandparents. As the only non-religious member of the Seventh-day Adventist family, Richard Wright grew restless. So he wrote short stories, including The Voodoo of Hell's Half Acre in 1924, which was published in the Southern Register, before finally deciding to move to Chicago in 1927. While in Chicago, Richard Wright would become a part of a new wave of Black urban intellectuals, and he would join the Communist Party in 1932. Later, he would recognize the party's inconsistencies and abandon the group. In 1937, Wright moved to New York City and earned federal funding through the Works Progress Administration. In 1940, Wright published Native Son. Native Son would go on to become an American classic. Its gritty depictions of the harsh realities for Black Americans in urban areas resonated with audiences and gave new voice to a new style of writing. Wright would go on to write several other works, including Black Boy in 1945, The Outsider in 1953, Black Power in 1954, and White Man Listen in 1957. He would use the texts to discuss various issues from anti-colonialism to existentialism. In his personal life, he would marry in 1941 and have two daughters before moving to Paris, France, where he acknowledged the ability to exist as both a Black man and a writer. Richard Wright died in Paris on November 28, 1960, but his legacy lives on today. Today, we honor and celebrate the extraordinary life of a literary pioneer, the great Richard Wright.
Reflections in Black is a production of KUAF Public Radio in Fayetteville. You can hear weekly segments on Ozarks at Large, and you can find past editions of the program at KUAF.com. Just search Reflections in Black.